In the middle of Name That Food themed. The challenge was issued to Kelly to make a dish using all the foods that I've mentioned. So far, cream, chili peppers, spice, corn, with a K, salt and pepper. You'll have a hard time finding pepper. And pumpkins. This is a gross food so far.
I already got one. I fed all of those into the internet machine and a pumpkin poblano corn chowder. That sounds pretty good.
That doesn't sound bad.
We'll see how the rest of these next five or six songs are going to really throw off.
Not going to be great.
The recipe.
No. I hope one of the bands is like pizza time or something.
Yeah, you'll hear it. All right, tune in clue number 7. This band's lead singer said this song speaks about the Irish fight for independence. It seems to last forever. The lyrics even say it's the same old theme since 1916. Maitland.
The Cranberries, Zombie.
That's right. Can you put my pod back on?
Can you imagine seeing the Cranberries when they were still like a pub band or a bar band before they hit it big? You know everybody was in love with Dolores O'Riordan.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I'm sure they were the whole time.
Of course.
But especially when she was young and you're up close.
I was in Ireland. I saw Alanis Morissette at this awesome castle, and they set it up like a festival in the front yard of this castle, which was crazy. And she had somebody open for her that I knew, and then the people who opened. They were like five Irish women or something like that is what they go by, and they did all cover songs, and they ended with Cranberry Zombie. And to hear to be in another country and hear people singing songs you know in their accent is already cool.
Oh, that'd be fun. Mm-hmm.
But to hear Zombie in Ireland.
Oh, man, where it means something.
Oh, my God. People are going crazy.
That would be fun.
Yeah.
That's here when someone plays Edmund Fitzgerald.
Right,
which
exactly.
Is about a boat wreck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or anytime I heard Freebird in the South.
Yeah,
I was like,
yeah.
Oh, okay, here we go. All right, tune in clue number 8. Now, we've added cranberries to the list of recipes to be included or ingredients to be included in my recipe.
Mm-hmm.
Tune number 8 will be an interesting one as well. In this song, the singer needs your arms around him, and he needs to feel your touch. He needs your understanding, and he needs your love so much. Free beer.
Cake, The Distance.
Oh, you're so close. You got the band, wrong song.
Mm.
The clue continues as soon as Steve guesses.
Cake, never there.
That's right.
Oh, man.
Arms around me. I need to feel your touch.
Okay, so you're adding in the ingredient of cake.
That's really
now it's turning into something Steve has been assigned to make before.
Or we just make the recipe in a cake pan so it comes out in the shape of a cake.
Oh, yeah.
You just want to use your penis tins, don't you?
Yeah.
On the phone, long, long distance, always through such strong resistance. First you say you're too busy, I wonder if you even miss me. Never there, you're never there, you're never, ever, ever, ever there.
What an odd band they are.
I know.
Yeah,
love it.
Very strange.
I do too.
I got made fun of so bad. They came to a music festival one time. I was super excited to go see them. None of my friends wanted to go. So I go by myself and I made it about 5 or 6 songs. I was so painfully bored. And so then I went back to my friends, found them, and you know, they're jamming to whatever band. And I was like, yeah, cake was kind of boring. And one of my guy friends was like, yeah, no S, Kelly. That man just stands and talks into a microphone.
Yeah.
What did you expect? I was like, I don't, You know, now that you put it that way, that's exactly what it felt like.
I like their songs, but I can't imagine seeing them live.
Anytime I've said that to like real Cake fans who've told me they've gone and seen them, like, oh, it was incredible. I'm like, yeah, the song sounded great. I'm not saying he sounded bad. I was super bored.
But I feel like I need your arms around me. I need you hold me tight. There, I'm Cake.
Mm-hmm. The lyrics are a little different in your version.
Yeah,
but
yeah. Well, okay. I'm putting my own artist license on it.
I like
that.
Yeah,
you have to, yeah.
All right, we continue on with Tune and Clue number 9. This song is a cover of the 1969 song originally done by Shocking Blue. And on an episode of the MTV cartoon Beavis and Butthead, Butthead makes up his own lyrics to this song, but gets frustrated because he can't think of anything that rhymes with the song title. Hot Wings.
Venus Bananarama.
That's right.
Oh, yeah. Nobody ever changed this lyric to penis.
This was just a women's shaving commercial.
Mm, me too.
Yeah.
When I realized this was a real song and not just in the razor commercials, my mind was blown.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It was a hit too. Big one.
I know this is where the recipe for Name That Tune Food Edition is going to get real strange with Tune and Clue number 10. The first 8 lines of this song all contain the word home, which makes up the entire first verse. Later, the theme switches from home to time, which appears in every single line of the second verse. Here is your tune, number 10.
Steve. Burning for You, Blue Oyster Cult.
Oh, no.
Good.
That's right.
Oysters.
Yeah.
All right.
Now I'm just thinking of what a horrific texture oysters and bananas together are going to make.
Can you just use oyster crackers?
I could, yeah.
Yeah. Soaks up the gross.
What if the ingredient isn't oysters at all, but cult?
That's some good Koresh.
Yeah. Tastes like a purple Nike.
Put this in a Herbie's commercial. I think that'd be kind of funny. I
wonder if anybody like a cure or like a treatment has been like, hey, can we buy your song?
Yeah.
Nope.
I bet they'd get some good royalties from that.
Howings 4, Steve 3, Maitland 1, me and Tommy, a disaster.
I have 2.
Maitland has 2, everybody.
You guys have 3 more chances here.
Oh, yeah. Me free beer. You got this.
With Tune and Clue number 11 being your first of the last 3 chances. As part of this artist's critique of Moby, in this song, he explains, nobody listens to techno. The line became so popular that the techno community sampled it. Steve.
That's Eminem Without Me.
This is. And I swear to you, I have downloaded the clean and radio edited version.
All right.
But you
Let's
never
see.
Know.
2 trailer park girls go round the outside, round the outside, round the outside.
Guess who's back? little bit of me mixed with some heart. Like some vodka that'll jumpstart my heart quicker than a shock when I get shocked at the hospital by the doctor when I'm not cooperating. When I'm rocking the table while he's operating. Hey! You waited this long to stop debating because I'm back. I'm on the rag and ovulating.
I love this song so much.
It's so good.
I was like 11.
Right?
Wait, this song came out in like 99 or something?
Yeah, probably, yeah.
This is the part where I don't know what.
Yeah, I'm just gonna.
When he says,
I'm gonna back it off just for safety's sake.
Some on your lips and some on your this.
Uh huh. Yeah.
It said it was radio edited, but it didn't seem like it was.
People have different versions of that as well.
They do. Yeah. They do. All right, we've got two more. Tune and Clue number 12. In 2000, this band was playing a festival in Denmark when 9 fans were crushed to death in the mosh pit. They were about to play this song, this band was, but stopped the show when they saw people being pulled out of the crowd in really bad shape. Some of the 40,000 people in the crowd, completely unaware of what was going on, started singing this song, which makes it so much more tragic. The band actually left the stage, and the next band, The Cure, refused to go on out of respect for the dead.
Mm.
Here's your tune, number 12.
Steve.
Steve. I know.
Pearl Jam, Alive.
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm going to fast forward it so we get to the good part.
She said, have I got a little story for you? What you thought was your daddy was nothing but a...
Is that the last one? You got one more, don't you?
I got one more. You
all right, let's
hear
do
it?
One more. We got to add something to the jam, the M&Ms, the oysters, the bananas, the cakes.
Yeah. This one right here, this one really hit a mark at one of our Live at Night shows, I believe last season when someone sang it. But here's the clue for Tune and Clue number 13. This singer has long been open about his struggles with alcohol and drug abuse. And in the first verse of this song, he peels back the layers of his addiction, unafraid to reveal the paradoxical labyrinth within. Swallowing his pain and shots and smoke, he clings to a maladaptive coping mechanism, a bittersweet respite, seducing with temporary relief while silently inflicting deeper wounds on his own self. Free beer.
Snoop Dogg, Gin and Juice?
No. Here's your tune, number 13.
Doesn't sound like Snoop at all.
Oh.
Oh, yep. I remember the singer. Oh, he was good.
He was so good. I believe it was in Maine. Portland.
I know the artist. Oh. I can add the ingredient.
Maitland.
Steve.
Maitland.
Jelly Roll Saving Me.
Steve.
Oh, you're
Steve.
So
Steve.
Close.
Oh,
Steve.
Save me, Jelly Roll.
Yeah.
Dang it.
Somebody save me. Me from myself.
Man, that dude killed this song.
So
like people were writing us and asking for a recording.
Uh-huh.
Living in hell. They say my lifestyle is bad for my health.
Did Jelly lose like 120 pounds or something like that?
Oh, I think he's down like over 200.
Jeez, oh, Pete's. Talk about, he finished that tour. Remember he threw his phone away and he goes, I'm going to lose a bunch of weight. Bye. And then did it.
Yeah.
Badass.